the CWC to jump on board because of our, because our members are all in favor of it. I've, what little information I have has been that those talks haven't gone well.
Chris, may I chime in? I agree. Well, I think that at this point, it is so fluid that we shouldn't make any decisions or movement. I know that we're in conversation also with Congressman Curtis in his office, and that's in flux very much from our side of the conversation too. So I'm uncomfortable with CWC making any kind of a decision or shift.
That's also the position of Cottonwood Heights, and we're monitoring it closely. We're ground zero right here with Bonneville Shoreline. So I agree with that. Until we get something definitive, we would hope that CWC would stay neutral.
I also agree with that. And, you know, I am interested at some point in trying to accommodate the Shoreline Trail around Mill Creek Canyon, which is part of that. But there's long range on that. My city has an interest in potentially exploring some kind of a debris retention structure at the mouth of Neff's Canyon, because we have a huge issue there with ability to build in Olympus Cove and basically trying to mitigate flood issues because of the new FEMA map, and that we may need to look at a little tiny corner of wilderness in order to accomplish what we need to do in a way that isn't really obnoxious, that a way that's more environmentally friendly, actually. But anyway, I want to keep my options open on that.
Yeah, I think that, to everyone's point, let's not make a decision or take a stand. We wouldn't do that because we're a long way from, and I haven't seen any evidence that we have enough consensus among our members to do that. And even to speculate, if somebody in authority wanted to tell us where the legislation was or the status of it, we could hear that on June 1. But otherwise, I think we should merely say that, you know, it's very fluid, and we'll wait and see what happens.
Mr. Chairman, just a little side note that relates to Bonneville Shoreline. I want to announce that Salt Lake County is collaborating with the city of Cottonwood Heights, is allocated and approved last week $500,000 to go along with Leroy McAllister and another $500,000, and the city of Cottonwood Heights of $1 million, working towards a $3 million purchase price of 26.2 acres that near the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon, which would serve as a connector for the Bonneville Shoreline, which would include a trailhead. So,
congratulations. That sounds like a lot of work.
It is. Thanks, Mike Reberg.
This isn't anything to do with the monies we allocated as a short-term projects to the...
No, it does. Yeah.
Is this the same project that Utah Lands was on, which it was working?
Yes, Utah Lands is the catalyst, yeah.
I remember at our last meeting that you all were encouraging us not to delay our support. And so it sounds like having us, our little tie in it, has helped bear fruit elsewhere.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the call that would like to say anything to us? I don't know Steve, but I know Carl and Lori and Caroline. Is there anybody else that has anything they'd like to share with us before we adjourn?
I'm wondering if the host has to unmute him. I don't know.
I don't know either. It doesn't show them as being muted, but...
People can unmute themselves.
Okay.
Well,
and just as a quick reminder, we have Mayor Mendenhall joined us at our June 1st meeting. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last week at the Budget Finance Committee. The first half hour is a public hearing, not the actual June meeting. Then we will dismiss from the public hearing for the budget and then move into the CWC. So in the next week, you'll get two agendas for June 1st, one for the public hearing, and then one for the actual CWC meeting.
Okay, well, thank you all for your time this afternoon, and I really, I think that we'll have a good meeting on the 1st, and we'll learn a lot in June as UDOT starts to release its information. So be safe and avoid stationary objects when you're moving on a in any fashion.
I had both my wrists.
You guys are a lot smarter than I.
You're better.
Okay. Thanks a lot. It's good to see you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.